looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, giving you reasons to feel good. And so here we are, my favorite day of the week. I love Mondays, and I love doing these shows for all of you guys. Today is just a little smidge different, and this is perfect. I love this because, as you know, usually we put the spotlight on authors, but these are two different kind of authors. They're authors of an app. And you know what the great thing about it is? It's still creating content with a positive purpose. And that's why I'm very, very happy to bring these lovely two. I'm going to share their names in a minute. Bring on these two lovely people because they felt that there was not a need to make this huge change, but a need to deepen the level of connection and intimacy that we experience, not just with our partners, but with ourselves. Because as we deepen those connections, they really just reach out around the globe. And so that's why we're here today. We're going to go, I love saying this word, there's going to be so much fun today because these two wonderful people who exist on this planet are just full of a true passionate intention for what they're bringing. So I want to tell you a little bit about the history, the story-ish, we'll call it, about what this whole app is about. The name of this app is called the Connection App. And it's just kind of what it says. It's when connection is broken, nothing works, and we all know that. So when we're looking at why this was created, they really reached into people who were perhaps going through silence, confusion, and hurt, and missed opportunity. Because that's really what happens, right, when we're not connected. We don't see those beautiful opportunities that show up. And the truth is, a lot of couples have never learned how to engage in real connection in their intimate relationships. So it's beyond, you know, just our friendships and coworkers and things like that. This is about love. And the good news is that you can positively affect the level of connection and intimacy you have with your partner. So that's what else I want to highlight, that there is still more than hope. Like if you've fallen in love with somebody and you think you've fallen out of love, maybe it's not that you've fallen out of love. You're just not connected. And so today we're having these beautiful, lovely, I'm going to say their names right now, Michelle Falcone and Arnold Smith, and they are two, I'll give you their bios, but I want you to know that they have created an app that you can get right now online. You can do, there's a trial, you can give it a shot and some fun stuff and prizes to be won, but I'm just going to tell you about them so that you can say, hey, I know those people, those are fantastic people. Hello, first of all, I want to welcome, I know that we've got Michelle and Arnold here, so I want to say hello. I always like to say hello first. Hello!
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Arnold. Oh, so good to have you guys here. Like, you just have so much experience in helping people to connect and reconnect, and we're going to dive into that story. But just so everybody knows who I'm speaking with right now, I'm going to start with Michelle Falcone's bio. So Michelle Falcone is a life and business coach who believes in the potential of every human being and is committed to helping those she works with to obtain a life they love. Michelle is expertly trained in all areas of self-awareness, relationships, and shadow work. As an entrepreneur, she has built several successful businesses on the foundation of strong relationships and empowering others. Michelle's most recent venture involves the development of the Connection App, the app designed to help people develop healthy relationship habits, I love that, leading to a greater trust and intimacy in their lives. Above all else, Michelle is a proud mama. She's a mother. And I don't know this word. Design? Oh, you're going to have to help me, Michelle. What is that? I think there's a typo. It's okay.
Divine.
She's a divine feminine leader on a mission to make a difference in the world. Oh, there's some fun words there. I like that. And then we have Mr. Arnold Smith with us. And Arnold is an entrepreneurial speaker. Yes, hello, and you're a writer. Hey, you are an author and consultant who specializes in behavior transformation. Very cool. And as an entrepreneur, you're focusing on solving complex problems with simple solutions. His latest project, the Connection App, aims to help busy people stay emotionally connected despite the unreasonable demands that modern society places on us. I think everybody's ears just perked up. The connection habits are the result of years of research and testing he has developed, and he has developed a program and app to help people integrate them into their lives. Although he has over 20 years of experience helping businesses grow, his happy marriage and two daughters are his greatest source of pride. Oh, you guys are so sweet. I love you both.
Thank you.
Let's start with this. So you say you're welcome. And just even in those bios, I love when the purpose, like why you guys kind of wake up, kind of shines through in both of those bios. You both have a strong, passionate area. Who would like to start? One of you jump in there. Who wants to start on how did you guys even come together to create anything at all?
Well, that's such a good question. So Michelle and I were part of a group that was aiming to make a difference for a local business community where we live. And the goal was that the business community could become the most connected and supportive in the world. Now, we're still working on that, but through that, we just really saw a great synergy in how we approached life and how we worked together. And I shared with Michelle my project about the Connection App and the Connection Habits, and she was just thrilled with it. And so and she phoned me up and said, you know, what is that? I'm really interested in that project. And I said, let's meet. And so I invited her to be my business partner, and since then it has just taken off because Michelle is just so expert at making stuff happen. Aww. So I'm just really blessed that she is my business partner, and super excited about what we're bringing to the world.
Thank you, Arnold. And I just want to add Lisa, for
Yes, I was going to say, and with you, you're feeling your run now, yeah.
Yes, yes. And so for me, when Arnold and I were working together, it was just, again, the synergy between us. You know, when you just have that connection and things just flow, it's always to me a sign that you're aligned with the person and really in that same place. And then when he shared his idea with me, I just, you know, for me, it was really a no-brainer because I just see the need in the world for this. You know, for years I've been just watching the lack of connection, the disconnection that's been happening between people. And so it was like, wow, you know, yeah, I want to be a part of this.
You know, this is why you guys are great together, is that Arnold, you spoke of like the excitement when there is an involvement. Like, and I love the way that you said how we approach life, because we don't just get tossed around. We actually get to choose how we approach life. And then Michelle, you talking about you really witnessing this lack of intimacy. And that's actually what I do want to bring up, because a lot of people fear intimacy. Like, it's frightening and they put up so many walls. So why do we do that?
All right, it's such a great question. I mean, I think it really comes down to fear. I mean, I think that, you know, oftentimes we approach like we are our own worst enemy. We know ourselves the best, and so we can see all of our faults. We can see all of the mistakes we've made. And I think sometimes when we haven't really truly accepted ourselves, we want to hide just in case we get discovered. And, you know, it's hard to be yourself and to be known. Intimacy is really just being known. And, you know, when we hide ourselves, we really miss that opportunity to really connect on a deeper level.
Yeah. Michelle, that is huge. I have to Michelle, you obviously feel the same way, but is that what you're witnessing, people that they're hiding?
Yeah, well, however, I don't think that many people are aware of that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. I don't think the self-awareness is at that level, I do think that people are fearful. What people are aware of is that they're afraid. We're being taught to be afraid. Society is teaching us to keep to ourselves. We're being sent messages constantly that if you are open and honest, you will be hurt, or you will there will be a consequence to it. You will be judged. You know, the fear of judgment, I believe, is a really big part of this. Because more than ever, we're out there, right, with media now. It's just in our faces all the time. So that fear of being judged or not liked is greater than ever.
You know that being said, go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah. Oh, no, go.
Oh, I was just saying, that being said, you know, for all of us, even if we want to connect and we're not, and we want to let people in, most of the time we're just busy. You know, like, how many times have you asked your friends or you, hey, how's it going? Nice to see you. How are you? And they say, busy. And, you know, I was really curious about that in life. And so oftentimes just connecting with people simply falls off our to-do list.
Mm-hmm. It's really that simple.
Hey, you're making me feel, right? I'm going through guilt right now because right now I'm going, oh my gosh, yes. So my closest friends I haven't even seen, you know, for Christmas yet still, and it's, you know, March almost. That leaves a huge question. You know how when we talk about stress in the world, and it's generally because, sorry, not generally, but one of the stresses that can be is that if we have a stress, we can't satisfy a feeling of, because there's always something to do. Like, you're always busy. There never comes a sense of completion or, okay, good, I can rest. Now, what if we have that same desire for intimacy and connection, but it's never resolved? Like, we never can do it. What happens to, like, in your own opinion, what have you seen us as a society and individuals go through when we having such a withdrawal and lack of connection?
Well, we break down because we are designed as humans to have that connection. It is one of our human basic needs to be connecting with others. So we break down, and what breaking down looks like is anxiety, depression, you know, just numbing ourselves. Often these symptoms start taking over and we don't even realize. But what the problem is the lack of connection. And it's the lack of human connection.
Yeah, I mean, people are connected electronically, so we can see each other, we can make comments. But there's something about being in the same room with another human being that actually makes us healthier. There was a recent study done, early last year, where they found the health insurer, I think it's called Cigna, found that lack of human connection or loneliness has the same impact on your mortality as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Yes.
I mean, it is.
Yes.
We often think that, you know, and that's actually outweighs like overeating and so many other things. It has a huge impact on heart disease, on like all kinds of things, because our bodies become more stressed. So, we think of human connection as a lack of mental well-being, but we rarely relate loneliness to a lack of physical well-being.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a massive impact. Everybody knows if you don't brush your teeth every day, eventually they're going to get cavities and fall out. It's kind of the same thing with human connection. Each time you don't do that, there's this cavity that gets embedded that can grow, and it's like this dark stain on the part of your soul that really needs other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I was actually just reading last night. I was doing some research around loneliness, and I read that it is a major cause of heart disease.
Oh, go figure.
Right. The heart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the broken heart, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the broken heart. Actually, made me just feel like a hug is a way to scrub off a stain. You know?
Yes.
When we think of the people going through that disconnection, I think of how, this could just be me, but I'm finding that a lot of teenagers, I mean, we're all awkward possibly as teenagers, but I'm finding that they are so socially awkward in conversation or eye contact or even that understanding. Like I feel like I want to text, you know, my nieces sometimes when I'm in the same room as opposed to talking to them so they get me, you know. Is that what we're coming down to? Is that what the road we're heading if we don't start connecting physically?
Absolutely. Yeah. And with what we're seeing in our teenagers is really due to lack of experience and practice.
Yeah.
We've changed. The behavior has changed so much. So the way our youth are communicating is very different. They're not communicating face-to-face the way we used to. And, you know, there's great things that have come with the devices and the way they're communicating now. And, you know, we like to always acknowledge the progress and the new things. However, what is being missed and forgotten is that art of human connection and learning to make eye contact and, you know, just really being with each other.
That's spoken from a woman who has two teenagers.
I don't know, but...
Go ahead, please.
Well, I was getting, you know, it's great because as you mentioned, there are the beautiful things that come with those devices, and we are going to be talking about them when we come back to the from the commercial, because you guys actually created something on the electronic device that helps and encourages this physical connection. So when we come back from the commercials, we're going to find out more all about that.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, and I have two just wonderful, very connected people, Michelle Falcone and Arnold Smith, and they are the creator of the Connection app and the Connection app solo version. Very interesting ways of doing both, because we really do have to start connecting and being aware of our and having that self-awareness of ourselves so that we can connect on all levels. Now, we're gonna take this into more of the intimate levels for partners as well, because as we know, when we're just having so many issues connecting and communicating with all the different kinds of people in our lives, whether it's our boss, whether it's our family, whether it's our friends, it does affect us in the boudoir and in all those other areas of life. But with you guys, when we're talking about what a lack of connection can cause, why does it, like, what, how does it shut us down intimately in our partnerships? What are we seeing? What happens when that shuts down?
I think one of the biggest things is when you don't feel connected, it just makes everything harder. You know, whether it be having conversations or solving problems, I mean, it's got a lot of different elements to it. But if you can just, you know, how many times have you been in the same room? And I've been married for 13 years and with my wife for nearly 20. And so, you know, you have that experience where you're together and it's just a little bit icy, you know, and you just wish there was a way you could break that ice, so you could get connected, so you could get through the trials that life has thrown at you this week. And yes. You know, this was my quest. You know, how can I break that? What is the easy ways to break that ice so that we can get connected? Because I know my wife wants to be connected. I know I want to be connected, and yet there's this invisible barrier between us. And so I started that was kind of the starting place for the research, was how do you do that, you know? And so what we came up with was the 7 connection habits, which were all like well researched to show that if you do these things, it creates a positive physiological response in the people with you. And so one of my favorite things to do is really reach for one of these habits in those icy moments. For example, appreciation. You know, just saying thank you to my wife for something that she's done for me recently or that day or, you know, in life in general. And in that moment, it just cracks the ice a little bit. And you can feel there's a physical relaxation. There's a softening. And you know, that creates the opportunity for communication. And that really is what allows for, when you have this positive feeling.
Because what it does is it opens up the space. Mm. You know, it shifts the energy that, or the lack of energy that's being exchanged between the two people. And then it opens up the space to move, really. We're moving on to something else and connecting with one another. Because when we are feeling that lack of connection, like Arnold was referring to it as that, you know, iceberg, you just feel that awkwardness or uncomfortableness, it's really us. You know, it's us. We are what's in the way. And why that is because we are in our heads. Mm-hmm. You know, we are in our heads at that moment. Arnold is, you know, thinking about his day, maybe about something that didn't go the way he was hoping to and stressing about it. Maybe his wife is thinking about something with her day. You know, this is what happens with all of us. So we're in our heads. So we are disconnected because we're in our own heads, overthinking, worrying, stressing. And then when you practice one of the connection habits, and Arnold used appreciation as an example, right away when he appreciates Melanie, his wife, it changes that energy.
I love that you actually said that in our and appreciation opens the heart. And so you go from what you said, Michelle, being in our heads, to moving down into the energy and the space in our hearts through appreciation.
Yes, exactly. It takes us from our heads to our hearts. Thank you, Lisa, for acknowledging that. Yes, that's exactly what it does.
That, yes. Now, that's one of them, but you've got 7 on this app. So when you before I jump into the habits, like you mentioned, I think it was in the description there, that there's research done a little bit behind. Was it, Arnold, that you did this research behind and came up with these 7 habits?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, so it started with, what do I do that creates positive results? And so I wanted to have all these things. I like to call the triple S test. So the first test was self. Do these things work for me? Do I believe in them personally? And then I thought, then the next test was socially. So if we look at our friends and our families and the people around us, is there social proof that these habits work? But the last one was super important to me, and that's science. I wanted to have brain scans. For me, I was always looking for the functional magnetic resonance image, fMRI. I wanted to see, it's not someone's opinion. They took the scan, and yes, it has the response in the body that you're expecting. So all of these are triple S tested, if you will. So cool. I had to find the research, you know, mm-hmm. that it wasn't, you know, like I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure this must be right. This must be true. And it took some time to actually find the study that, you know, from a credible source and, you know, peer reviewed, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, and trust me, Lisa, Arnold is all about the science. He's so passionate about the science and the human behavior aspect behind things. I love that he brings this to our project.
Well, you know, I always got frustrated when people said, you know, things like go and do what you love, or like let's say we're talking about connection, go and be more connected with people. And I was always frustrated by that, because I always wanted to know, how do you do that? I mean, great, I live an inspired life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you be loving? How do you do that? And so I was always looking for the answer to that question. Like, here's the step-by-step process. I don't want to be, you know, giving broad, you know, be loving to each other. Well, that's great. But if you don't know how, then there's a big gap. And so we really wanted to break that down into the simplest possible form, so that people could really, when they wanted to reach out, there was a really clear step that everybody knows how to do. And none of these, I mean, this is not rocket science. We haven't invented new behaviors. I mean, these are all habits that we know from, you know, we know how to do. The skill may have atrophied a little. It might be that, you know, we haven't practiced that as much as
mm-hmm.
we want.
I think that's a big part of it.
But...
Yeah,
it's all simple stuff.
I think everybody's going to be thanking you right now for coming up with these. Going, okay, good. I love the triple S test. You're convincing them to at least listen and open their hearts. And then now you're saying, okay, wait, we all actually know about it. It's fairly common. It's just like what Michelle said at the beginning: lack of experience and practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With Michelle, your, because actually I want to get into about what the app is about, because you're saying you've come and organized it in a way that people can actually do this. So with Michelle, you still, like, you have a coaching practice, so you still work with people on the practices of this, but they don't need to have a coach to even do the app. They can just try the app and do it for themselves.
Yes, that's the beauty of it. The convenience, and it's just really simple, and it's with you all the time.
And it's really targeted towards habits. It's kind of a key piece, because we can know stuff, but if we don't, if it's not a habit, then any time that we're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or stressed, we default to our habits. It's the way our brains work. And so it is so essential to have our habits aligned with the results we want to create.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Can you say that again?
It's so essential to have our habits aligned with the results we want to create. And so the result that we want for everybody is more moments of love and joy for themselves and for the people they care about. And really, don't tell anybody, but we want that for everybody. Like, we really want that for your friends and the people you care about. But it's kind of the secret mission is that
It's not a secret anymore.
What?
It's not a secret anymore. We are making love a habit.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I've put it out there, Arnold.
Darn it. We wanted to keep that mission a secret.
I love it. Making love a habit. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Oh, and that's how it's working. Yes, making love a habit. Oh,
It's so funny because you don't often hear it.
Yes. Sorry. Oh, no, no. In order to
make I wanted to. Yeah, I just wanted to share a really important piece that in order to make something a habit, we must take action. So that is a really big part of the Connection app, is that when you are practicing the app and the seven connection habits, you are supported to take action. Mm-hmm. So every day you are taking an action that then supports you in making that action a habit.
I'm glad you said that. That's actually huge, because our thoughts can become habitual thoughts because we think in them over and over and over again. And it's kind of not the easy way out, but it's kind of the easy way out. So taking physical action, now we're incorporating muscle memory. We're creating an environment that really, like, hey, always do this at this place. Do you recommend that couples or people, solos, when they log on to the app, that they are in a certain kind of environment, like, or switch it up all the time?
You know what? There's two things. I mean, really what you want to have is, the app was designed the way habits work, or to, based on the research on how do you create habits. Part of what I was curious about in my life was, how do you actually change habits? Because it's actually pretty hard. I mean, I thought, why? Why is it so hard for people to change their habits? I mean, I've gone into tons of personal development, and yet I still struggled to change my habits. And so I got really curious about that. What are the things that really prevent people from changing their habits? And what are the things that support people to change their habits?
Yeah.
And so one of
the
things
should
have been all the time. Yeah. Okay, so there's a great researcher named BJ Fogg out of Stanford, and he has been studying human behavior for, I think, 20 or 30 years. Great stuff. But one of the things he talks about is habit stacking. And the idea is attaching a new behavior to something that you're already doing every day.
Ooh,
you know, if you go to work, everybody sits down at their desk or, you know, turns on their computer every day. That's a behavior that they do every day. Everybody eats lunch. Well, some people skip lunch, but you know what I get it. Everybody gets out of bed in the morning. Everybody, you know, looks in the mirror in the morning. Well, okay, I keep saying like everybody always, but that those behaviors you do every single day, and you want to anchor this new behavior to one of those behaviors. That's the idea of habit stacking. And ideally, you want that existing behavior to be a good trigger, so it creating the opportunity to do something. So when I come in from work and I see my wife, that's something that happens every day. And it's also a hot trigger, which means I can take action on it immediately. I see my wife, and instantly I can have that be a trigger for one of the connection habits. In the app, we have it as a reminder. So you set up what we call your habit stack. And so you have where in your day is it the best time to share each of the habits, to communicate love through touch, to encourage your partner to, am I taking him out of the bag? Anyway, so this habit forming technology, or this habit formation help, is what is kind of the key behind the app, because we really want people to have these things happening every day.
Mm. Michelle, that was absolutely so well said, and I want to highlight this and ask Michelle this. Have you seen in the past? So basically, I feel like the app is not just like, hey, do this. You're actually helping us prepare to do the habits. Like, you're helping us, like you said, you're going through, okay, what does your day look like? What are some opportunity moments and situations? And that is extremely helpful. It's not like they're just tossing you into something, an app on a computer that, you know, you're actually helping to help them unpack their lives to find out where they could be doing this. And Michelle, do you have,
yes.
Are you seeing that's really extra supporting?
Hmm.
Yes, I see this as I see the app as being very supportive. It's we just want people to succeed and accomplish their goals and, you know, receive the results in their lives of feeling more love and happiness.
You guys went through a test period, right, Michelle, that you had people test out the app? And how many people, how long did you do that? Like, you know, they say habit takes 21 days to, you know, create or change. Did you do a test period for that, like, that kind of long, or how long?
Yeah, well, we did a test period for, a good 4 months with different couples.
Oof.
In all different ranges, too. Younger ones, older ones, midlife ones, couples with young children, couples with children that were, you know, leaving the house. And what we learned is that the Connection app is for everyone.
Yeah.
We learned that people became this was really big. Just learning the awareness that it brought to people by going on the app and practicing the 7 connection habits, the awareness that it brought to them of either, you know, that they hadn't been very connected, or that how, you know, being connected and having this experience together just brought so much more to their lives.
There's two things I have to say about habits.
Let's save those two things. We're saving the two things. Wait, okay. We have to save the two things. Okay, we're going to run to commercial, but when we come back, we are going to have those two things shared and really dive in about the experience of connecting.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, we are back. You're listening to Light on Living with your host, me, Lisa Berry, and we've got Michelle Falcone and Arnold Smith, who have created the Connection app. Love this app. It is helping everybody around the world with connection, with intimacy, with just having the awareness of where they're lacking connection, and then being taught and providing that resource and support of of learning the seven connection habits, which they have created. So as we go back in there, Arnold, you had two things that you wanted to share that are, I mean, habits are just everywhere, my gosh. So what are these, what are two things that we really need to know about habits?
We're back.
But hi, Arnold. Hi there. Hello. All righty.
Hello.
You know what? Sometimes connection is lost and then you just regain it, right?
We're getting it back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, that's what, and you know, it takes willingness. And that's actually a good highlighted moment because they're like, no, this is, we're connecting. So Arnold, were you guys able to hear me when I talked about that you were going to share with us some things about habits, like two things that we really want to understand about habits?
Yeah, that's great. No, I didn't, but here you go. So the first thing you need to understand, and almost I think the biggest barrier for people developing new habits is that we really underestimate the time it takes to form a new habit. So this myth of 21 days was actually created by a guy named Maxwell Maltz, who was a plastic surgeon in the 50s who became a pop psychologist. And what he noticed was it took his patients about 21 days to become used to their new nose, their new face, whatever it was that he was doing. And so then he, without any kind of research, came up with this idea that it takes 21 days to form a new habit. Now, there's some more updated research on that. And Philippa Lally is a researcher from the University College of London. And what she found is it actually takes between 18 and 256 days to form a new habit. On average, it takes 66 days on average. So it really, it makes perfect sense to anybody. It depends on the complexity of the habit, how well your life is structured to enable this habit. But for most of us, we do it for a few weeks, it feels good, it feels like it's a habit, and then we stop, little things come in, and then we fall off, and we go right back where we started.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. It is that. Yep. It is that. So that's one thing. Now, the second thing we need to understand about habits is that the cues or the triggers to the behaviors, to the actions, are actually below our level of awareness. And so Michelle talked about awareness as the key element, like really becoming aware of our own actions that are preventing us from connecting with people. And that awareness allows for a new choice, a new routine. But without that awareness, there's no opportunity for change. And so the very first step in changing any habit is actually becoming aware of the cues or triggers of the behaviors that are preventing us from having what we want.
That is huge. Oh my gosh. That was, thank you. Those were like two golden nuggets. And bringing it to what Michelle is saying about the awareness, you and I got, we've all spoken before about experience, like having experience to realize something. And I have, this is huge right now. I'm going to ask Michelle to do this one, but let's just say my partner came to me and said, well, you always do this. And, you know, that makes them mad, let's say. And I'm thinking, I never do that, you know, right? Because maybe I don't have the awareness of it. When a situation like that arises between any two people for any reason, how can we, just by somebody telling us we do something, does not. Like right there in that situation, if I was there, I'd be like, that person is absolutely ridiculous. I do not do that, you know. So how does this, how does the app give me the experience where I can finally say, ooh, yeah, I do that, and I should not do that. So how can that app help us have an experience for awareness?
Well, just by practicing the connection habits, Lisa, you are creating the awareness. You start seeing yourself because you're taking action, and then you're seeing how you're showing up. So it brings that awareness to your mind of, I am that way. Mm-hmm. Myself, practicing the connection habit, it really brought to my awareness how independent I can be at times, and have been, you know, told that many times in the past, and just thought, well, no, I'm not really that, I am independent, but I'm open. I'm open. And I've just recently realized with my partner, I am actually pretty independent. I get this attitude at times that I don't need anybody's help. I can do this on my own. And it was from practicing connection habits that this came to my awareness. One of those, you know, Oprah Winfrey refers to them as aha moments, right? It's a, a realization of yourself of, oh my goodness, I am very, you know, independent in this area. And I need to work on this. I need to let my guard down. I need to open up. I need to see why I'm not trusting and letting in. You know, what is my story? What is my subconscious, you know, belief around that, that I'm not letting the love in? It's always connected to some sort of fear, but the just practicing the connection habits, Lisa, brings this to your awareness.
Yes. I love that you said on my own, because what the very definition of on my own means not connected to someone else, you know, not connected.
Exactly.
So interesting. Yeah. You guys have put a twist. Like, you guys have really made following and participating and practicing these seven connection habits very easy through the app, because you've done something that we all love, and you've included prizes. Now, you got to explain, okay. Reward system. That's a huge, now this is a sciencey question. So why having the prizes, why does that encourage us and entice us to do these practices?
Well, one of the things that happens for us is that if we automatically start to fear change because we're not sure about the results of this change, even though we logically can see that this change is going to be good for us, inherently, our brains say any change is possibly bad, so I'm going to resist it. However, our brains rarely resist playing a game. Like, so we don't fear fun. So the idea of, like, if I do this, I can earn a prize is a way to lean into that gamification, kind of that having fun aspect. And hey, you know, winning. So we give away a vacation every quarter to some lucky winner out there. And how you get an entry is you just simply track your connection practice at least 5 days out of the week. And of course, that habit tracking is very popular right now, but it's also super boring. Oh, who wants to do that?
It is painful.
One of our goals was to make that fun. So adding prizes and points and those kind of things. And we're just getting started. So right now that's the one prize that we offer. But down the road there'll be way more prizes.
Highlight what that prize is, because it's a huge prize. This is not a little, like, this is not like a, you know, 27-inch TV. This is a huge vacation.
That's right. Vacation too. So we offer up to $2,500 Canadian to go on, because we're from Canada, to go on a vacation for two. Our first prize winners are going to, haven't left yet. They just won on December 31st. They're going to an all-inclusive in Cancun. So it's we're not going to say where to go, but yeah. So they're pretty stoked.
They're over the moon. It's their first.
And guess what? And they're looking forward to going together because did they rekindle? Are you allowed to say that? I don't know. Did they rekindle some intimacy? They're just feeling more connected. So now they want to go on this vacation together.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, they're going to have way better time now that they're connected.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go jump back because you asked that question. I love that question that you asked Michelle about, you know, that moment where you're in with your partner. And I just, the piece in the app, which is, you know, hard to see right off the bat, is we give a little nugget of information of relationship knowledge every day in the app. So this is, again, part of the research that we did was, What is the information that would be really helpful that would give those little nuggets delivered in real bite-sized pieces that would really help people in their relationship? And so you talked about, like, that moment where you're entering into negativity. And so there's a great researcher, John Gottman, and the Love Labs. 40 years they've been observing couples, and they came up with a list of how to escape from negativity. And what they determined was that the one thing that every unhealthy couple has in common is that they easily enter into negativity and they have a hard time getting out. And so through observation, I think they came up with like 9 or 11 different ways that are the best strategies for escaping negativity. And the number one strategy is to take some responsibility. And it doesn't mean that they were right, but it could be like the timing of this was wrong. I could have waited 5 minutes. You know, whatever you can do to take even a tiny bit of responsibility for how this occurred, that is a way to escape, and you start to move away from that negativity, and that allows for a more productive conversation. So that's the number one way. There's a bunch of other ones, and these little nuggets of information are all contained as you do challenges. They get delivered a bit at a time to help to educate you in that process.
That is so helpful. Michelle, I can only, I know that you're married and you have a family, but you're right. As soon as everybody just takes that little bit of responsibility, like you said, even with timing, that's so key. You guys have so much fun finding these things out, and I love that you're offering it. Now, Michelle, you have a free portion, and then there's a sign-up portion you could do, and there's a little bit different levels of it. And I'd love to take these last 2 minutes where you guys can invite everybody. How do they get with this Connection app?
Well, it's free to download. So you go to the connectionapp.com, or you can go to Google Play or the App Store, depending if your phone is Apple or Android. And you just simply download the app.
Okay.
And then when
and
you're
just,
on
you do the app, profile.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, you do a profile.
You create a profile, and then there's the connection habits are free. So we want everybody to be practicing connection habits. There's free challenges in there so they can really integrate them. The habit stacking feature is there, so you get this pieces of information. And then there's kind of, as we grow, we'll do more advanced challenges. So, for example, we're going to be loading a challenge in the next week where they can work on the 4 levels of listening, which is a deepening of the connection habit of giving your full attention. And so the connection habits on their surface are simple, but of course there's like the iceberg beneath them. And so we want to see people support people, and then as they become expert at that, they will see the difference in every area of their life.
I highly recommend people starting with the 28-day challenge.
Ooh, okay. Okay, so that's our starting point. Download the app for free.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then jump onto the 28-day free trial. We're really challenged. So we're really starting to understand these 7 habits because they're free, as you said. And they're also into the draw, like to win as well by doing that.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they,
okay.
So the only way to get entered into the draw is to rate your practice, to track your practice. So this is why it's actually kind of difficult. Well, we make it not super easy, but you have to do that behavior because that is what is most likely to help you form a habit. So that's the behavior we want to incentivize. So by tracking your habits, that's how you earn entries to win.
Okay.
And
well, I think
great
you guys have shared
that.
Yes, yes. Well, Michelle Falcone and Arnold Smith are just one. Thank you. I want to thank you for both for creating the app and then for joining us. And we could just talk for hours and share so much more, but I just want to make sure we get this giant invitation. Everybody go to wherever you need to download this and get the Connection app. And if you're solo and you don't have a partner, you can still be a part of it because there is a solo version. But you guys, thank you so much. You've been absolutely wonderful. And there's so much more to share and learn.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go on forever.
Yeah. We love doing
training. Well, thank you guys so much. Okay, next week, everybody, another great show. More to learn. Everybody, let's get connected. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Lisa.
You're welcome.